First, let's talk about heat pumps. The government would like us to install them. It's a key policy in the drive to reach net zero by 2050. Net zero being, you know, we don't emit more carbon than we soak up. Around 14% of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions come from our homes, largely thanks to gas boilers. And to decarbonise our domestic heating is therefore something the government really, really wants to do. And they think the answer is the heat pump. Last month, grants of £5,000 were announced to encourage people to make the switch. We discussed this at the time. We had lots of messages from listeners unsure about whether they should consider getting a heat pump. So today we thought we'd debate the pros and cons. We've got someone who's for and someone who's against. We should ask what they are. And the most common type of heat pump, I can tell you, involves sticking a box with a fan to the outside of your house. It is like a fridge in reverse. It sucks in air and uses refrigerant to extract warmth from the air. The heat then goes to a hot water tank in the house and to your radiators. Advocates say that is very efficient. It provides a stable ambient temperature. It's cheaper to run and it's much, much greener than gas. Critics say no. Even with a grant, they're very expensive. Installation can cost more than £10,000. They need more insulation, they buzz, and they also underheat your home, which is probably the most important reservation. So we'd love to know if you've had one installed, whether it worked out for you, or maybe you were disappointed. Vine at bbc.co.uk. So here's who we've got. David Heyman is from New Clean Energy, which installs heat pumps. He's a fan. Roger Bisby is a plumber who runs a YouTube channel all about DIY. Let's take a half a minute from you both, first of all, to open up. Roger Bisby, the floor is yours. Tell us why you're not keen.
Thank you very much. Well, I love heat pumps. In the right place, in the right time, a heat pump is fantastic. And they work very well in the autumn and the spring. They don't work so well in the winter when you really need the heat. Then what they call the coefficient of performance goes way down and you have to keep the thing on 24 hours every day, 7 days a week, to try and put enough heat into your house. Now, the only way you can do that is if you can stop the heat escaping from your house faster than you're putting it in. And with a heat pump, that's absolutely critical. So where the government should begin this whole exercise is with the insulation. I'm not one of those people gluing myself to the M25, but I do believe that we have to look at that first before we start looking at heat pumps.
Okay, David Heyman, you have the floor. 45 seconds, please.
Thank you very much, Kate. Thank you. Yes, that's incorrect, what Roger has just said. Heat pumps are filled with a refrigerant called R32. The boiling point of R32 is minus 51 degrees Celsius. So scientists have worked out what's called absolute zero, and there's no energy about, is minus 273 degrees Celsius. So when you actually, all the heat pump does, it sucks the air into the pump, the air heats the refrigerant, it boils the refrigerant, in fact, turns it into a gas which is compressed even further. We have put heat pumps in solid stone barn conversions, Elizabethan timber frame, cob construction with thatched roofs, solid 9-inch bricks, okay? What you have to do is put the correct size heat pump into the property for the size, construction, insulation of that property. You must carry out a proper, trained, qualified heat loss survey.
I see. So okay, I've got this in my head now. Roger, your point is they underheat the house, but you say you can get around that if you insulate it properly, Roger. Is that right?
Well, you can insulate the house a lot better, and that will help. But the other thing you've got to do is increase the size of the radiators. Now, what we're looking at really is putting heat pumps into existing properties, and this £5,000 grant that they're offering will tempt a lot of people. It will seduce people into making the decision to take out the gas boiler, put in the heat pump, and in a lot of cases they'll be trying to put that into an existing system which has worked at a much higher temperature, because gas boilers will heat around sort of anywhere 50-70 degrees centigrade, anything around that, and a heat pump will be a lot lower than that. I know David's saying they boil the refrigerant, absolutely fine, but all heat pump manufacturers would tell you that you've got to increase the size of your radiators or your underfloor heating or whatever it is to get the benefit out. So there's an admission straight away that they're not producing the heat that David is claiming, and that They're not producing it at the critical point where you need it most, which is when the air temperature drops outside at night and you're trying to heat your home, because you're not really interested in heating your home when you're at work. You're interested in heating it when you're sitting down in the evening, watching the TV or whatever you're doing. And that's the key point where they let you down.
David Heyman, let's assume that you can get them to heat your house, which is pretty basic. Yeah. If once you've got them working, are they cheaper to run than the gas boilers?
Yes, OK. Although Roger's incorrect again, heat pumps operate to minus 25 degrees Celsius without any problems at all. They're in Scandinavian, very cold countries, and they work excellently. Now, this is the myth that's being spread about by boiler manufacturers, gas and oil companies, that because a heat pump operates at, say, 55 degrees, whereas gas and oil boilers operate at 70 degrees, it is the methodology of the heating that is wrong. Gas and oil boilers heat that hot because they operate on timing clocks, which produce pulses of heat. So what you would do traditionally, this is why they're designed this way to run that hot, is you have your heating come on in the morning and then go off again, and then you have your heating come on in the evening and go off again. All right, so what they're trying to do with a 70-degree boiler is heat a cold space or a cold tank of water as quickly as possible. A heat pump does not work that way. A heat pump operates at 55 degrees, but it's pushing the water around a lot faster. Okay, so it comes out at 55, goes back at 45, and around it goes, creating an ambient temperature. But the heat pump is left on.
Yes.
The heat pump itself turns itself on.
And is that cheaper?
And on. Yes, a heat pump is a third. Generally speaking, doesn't matter what the house is made of, it's just a different form of heating. OK, it's still a heated wet system. It's still radiators. It's still pipe works. A boiler, gas or oil or a heat pump is just heating the water
so
different.
Roger, you've got an ambient temperature as opposed to bursts of heat.
Mm. Absolutely lovely. If your house isn't losing that temperature faster than you're putting it in. And when David says that you can put these things into existing systems and it will just run round, they need a very high flow rate. And a lot of systems, that means you've got to increase the pipe work. You've got to change the pipe work to a larger size. And that is very, very disruptive. Now, when they tried a little experiment with this up in Gateshead and they offered heat pumps to people for nothing, and they said, we come and we fit these things in your homes, there was a very, very low take up once people saw the amount of disruption that had to take place in order to make that heat pump work.
Okay.
It's not true that you can just put them straight into a property with the minimum disruption. For a start, you need a hot water cylinder, and a lot of houses, 60% of houses now don't have that. They have combination boilers. So there, straight away, is a problem for you.
Gentlemen, it's a really interesting discussion. Obviously, there's not a lot of common ground. To summarise, you tell me if I've got this wrong. Heat pumps work on ambient temperature. They're cheaper to run. They don't do sudden bursts of heat. The criticism is that you don't get enough heat out of them. And the reply to that is, well, you've got to, in the famous phrase, insulate Britain, if you want to do that. So am I right? Anyone want to disagree?
Yeah, I would say they're not cheaper to run. I mean, this is, you know, if David's company can give me a guarantee that it will save me money over running my gas boiler at the moment, I'll have one tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll pay full price
for it. Okay, Roger, I'll deliver it.
You can deliver it for you, Roger.
We'll put it in for you, Roger. And we'll also take you on a training course as well.
I've been on a few training courses, thanks. But anyway,
if I might come in here, I want to go back on what you said about the disturbances, Craig, because that is incorrect.
The noise.
An installation of a heat pump system is 2 days. All right. Yes, it
you
is.
Won't put
that's
that
all it takes
pump.
Us. It takes us 2 days, Roger. Roger, please
I'm come with you.
Roger,
I'm going to come with you.
I would love it, Roger. Please,
and
yes, you come and do that, we'll show you.
2 days.
May I come back on what you said about the actual
quickly, yeah, because we've got callers waiting. Go on.
Right, okay. A heat pump's a 2-day installation. We only change the radiators because it's the flow of the water going around faster. The radiators are either the same size or slightly bigger, so there's no redecorating. We remove the old boiler. The old boiler will have a flow and return pipe that goes to the water cylinder. We connect the heat pump's flow and return to the existing flow and return from the old boiler.
Okay.
We change the water cylinder because it's a sealed pressurized system, and most water cylinders are a vented system.
We've got different calls in on this. Some people have had heat pumps. Darren in Reading, you had a heat pump fitted 18 months ago. You've got a key voice here now, Darren. What happened?
They basically fitted it about 18 months ago. After about 8 months, basically it started losing heat efficiency. We told them, they sent somebody out, they said they fixed it, and about 3 weeks ago it literally blew a pipe for some reason. So the sealed system that you're saying is okay while it's sealed. Other than that, it's flooded our house.
Oh dear.
We've been in a hotel for 3 weeks, which is not good.
Goodness.
Yeah. So basically it wrecked the house top to bottom, like, you know, gushing water, until it woke up one of us in the house to realize that, that we've got a problem.
Oh dear. Well, yeah. David, can you diagnose that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, right, okay, when you fit a heat pump, you have to pressure test the existing pipework, okay, to make sure it's safe. The only problem is, of course, is you can't guarantee the existing pipework, because otherwise you'd be out of business pretty quickly. So I'm very sorry to hear about what happened to that gentleman.
Okay, can I just stop you there? Because there was no existing pipework. There was, before that, Economy 7 heating in the house. The reason that the Housing Association decided to fit a heat pump system is because there's no gas in that area. So in hindsight, it was a great idea. And to the person that said that they can fit them in 2 days, maybe you need to train up the people to fit the house, because it took them over a week.
All right.
So it's a brand new system. Yeah. No, there should be no glitches in a brand new system.
Is it? Okay, just on.
To blow up.
Thank you, Darren. On the broader point, David, you're sending more water round at higher pressure, are you?
Yes, okay. For that gentleman, it's a terrible story. He needs to get hold of the Housing Association and that company that did that. All right, okay. So obviously there's something wrong with the pipe work there. It's not been done professionally. So I can't. You can't. Insult a whole industry because somebody has done a very bad pipe.
Understood. No, but he is in a hotel. John Southerington in Orkney. What's happened to you? You've got a heat pump.
Yeah, we installed a heat pump in 2006 when we built our property.
Really? 15 years ago? I didn't know they even existed then.
Yeah, it's a ground source heat pump and it powers the underfloor heating.
Right.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's brilliant. Okay, so is it taking heat out of very deep in the ground?
Yeah, our pipes are about 6 foot down, just over 2 metres down. We actually live on a sand dune, so it's actually very easy to dig the hole.
Okay, so will you just dig it, use a spade or something?
No, it was the builders with the, a backhoe digger and all that sort of stuff. But
Roger, are you aware of this ground source heat pump?
Yeah, ground source heat pumps work a lot better than air source heat pumps. But the trouble is you need the ground. And if you're going to put a borehole in your back garden, absolutely fine. I did one of those up in Worcester, and that took about 4 days to get the borehole drilled because of problems in the geology there. And, they do work, but they can freeze the ground. I mean, that's something. You cannot have a borehole in every garden all the way up a street of terraced houses, because you won't get enough heat replacement from it. It's not geothermal energy like some people think. It's actually solar energy that's in the ground, and once you extract it, you need to have it replaced pretty quickly, otherwise you're going to freeze the ground or it's going to get very cold. But I'd just like to come back on David's thing about, I was really disappointed here, because the thing I'm really worried about is the mis-selling of heat pumps. I think we're going to have another one of those situations where we're going to be phoned up in a year or two's time by people saying, have you been mis-sold a heat pump? Now, everything David's saying, the great claims he's making, talking about absolute zero is absolute nonsense, because nobody ever achieves that. That's not, you can't get a heat pump and take any sensible temperature out once
that's
it drops
what I
that
said.
Low.
That's not
no,
what
you
I said, Roger.
You said
okay,
there was
you're misquoting
heat, you said,
me.
Well, okay,
right, okay,
fine.
Look, you're misquoting the whole thing. Heat pumps, okay, draw heat out of the air. Absolute zero is minus 273. So when there's snow and ice outside on the ground, there is still plenty of free energy in the air. All the heat pump does, the R32 refrigerant, is a boiling point of minus 51 degrees Celsius. So if I was to pour some refrigerant on the ground outside, even if it's freezing cold, it would start to boil in the air.
Wow.
So all we do, all the heat pump does is suck air into the pump, The air heat boils the refrigerant. The pump then compresses the refrigerant, which superheats it. So if you took steam out of a kettle and you superheat that, compress it, it will superheat it and make it very powerful, powerful enough to push a 600-ton locomotive down around.
Let me raise one issue here. Jack Trinity emails and says, I was driven out of my house by a neighbour's heat pump. It was installed right next to me and it sounded like a growling dinosaur because of a low-frequency buzz. What do you think?
All the heat pumps that we fit have passed quiet mark status, which means they can be no louder than 53 decibels at full power.
Okay.
Which means a whisper, in comparison, a whispered conversation is 49 decibels. So unless you put your ear to it, it is the sound of a very, very quiet fan.
All right.
Again, this isolated incident of a person who had a heat pump, I don't know. The internet is full of all these stories and they're written by oil and gas companies.
Don't worry, we've got balance here. He does not want you to have a heat pump. No, I understand. George in Ashton Keynes near Cirencester, you've got a good heat pump story.
Yes, I've got a ground source heat pump and two air source heat pumps in three separate buildings. And I've got nothing but good to say about them. I keep hearing stories about how cold buildings are when these are used and how noisy the air pumps are. Well, there's a gentle whir if you put your ear up to the air source heat pump. Ground source heat pump, you don't hear anything. All three buildings, two of which are old stone barns, which are well insulated, but are toasty warm all winter long, and we get many comments about how warm the place is.
Is it underfloor heating? Is that part of it?
Yes, it is underfloor heating.
Seems to work quite well, that.
Yeah, I can't vouch for radiators and, you know, converting systems, but, I mean, we didn't have the choice. We got oil obviously heat pumps.
Understood. And Roger, surely it's the plumbers have a duty to learn how to fix them and to get on board because they're better for the planet, and that's the end of the argument.
That is the beginning of the argument. I absolutely agree with it, and I think that situation we've just heard about with the barn is absolutely perfect for a heat pump. He's on oil, he wants to do something to reduce his bills, and you've got to save money with a heat pump in that situation. But what the government is suggesting is that they're going to give people £5,000 to take out a gas boiler and put in a heat pump. Now, if they said, let's run the gas boiler and the heat pump, so we run the heat pump when that is most efficient, which is what they do in France, they've got hybrid systems, We'd change over to the heat
David,
pump.
David, why are you saying, oh dear, oh dear?
I'm sorry, Roger. I've never heard such nonsense in all my life, okay? A heat pump exhausts clean air. A gas boiler exhausts nitrogen oxide. Nitrogen oxide is poisonous to human beings. In densely populated areas, children's asthma is increasing rapidly. Adults, it causes lung tissue, respiratory and cardiovascular disease and heart disease. When you mix nitrogen oxide with oxygen, it becomes smog. Just what they had in the old London, but this stuff you can't see. It is causing a premature 40,000 premature deaths a day. Now, you also get it from diesel vehicles and petrol vehicles as well. But there's no point in big towns and cities banning cars if 100,000 houses are pumping out nitrogen oxide.
Right. Thank you both. David Heyman from New Clean Energy and Roger Bisbee, a plumber. Old houses that can't be double glazed aren't suitable for heat pumps. And what happens to people who can't find a place for the pump? We should look at hydrogen instead. So the whole thought here is the gas boiler has had its day. Is the heat pump the replacement? And we just had it's a heated debate, wasn't it? I can't find any other phrase. Bertie, it wasn't underheated. It was, if anything, a bit overheated. We'll get the thermostat on. Bertie in Cardiff says heat pumps aren't the solution. They use loads of electricity and the grid couldn't cope with them. They only heat to 40 or 50 degrees rather than 60 like central heating. Hydrogen replacement, please. David Alexander in the Wirral says, I'm a heating engineer. Most houses won't be able to have them because of having to upgrade radiators and pipework. It's a daft bubble the government is trying to make happen. The only way forward is more insulation to keep the heat in. Isn't that interesting? We're back with Insulate Britain. And where are those protesters? Answer, if you listen to the news, in jail. Pete Toth from PBT Installations in Cheltenham says, I want to defend heat pumps. They are not all noisy. That's a good start. And they're more than capable of heating houses if designed correctly. We have plenty of customers who are happy with their systems. Terry says, we're heat pump installers in the Cotswolds. We're fighting expectations perpetuated by the government that heat pumps are a cheap alternative. They will heat homes. They will save you money, but only if you install a well-made pump in a well-designed system. I didn't realise the pipes might have to be replaced because they send more water around. Hull in Breech in Scotland says, I live in a small village with no gas supply. My rented home had an air source heating system when I moved in. Last winter, it cost me nearly £10 a day to keep me and my children warm. That seems expensive. Martin near Gainsborough says, they are an expensive white elephant. Trying to heat towns and cities from cold subsoil is like pushing water uphill with a colander. We need to have tidal hydroelectric power. And one more, Annie says, my neighbour has installed a heat pump. It is driving me crazy. The vibration is constant.